Welcome back to the Broken Light Bulb. Guys, we're here.
Second week in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
This is a new record for us.
We did it. It's been a while since we've been back to back.
Yeah, it really has.
Barely, though.
We're cutting it short. Today is the 25th. Mm-hmm. This episode is coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
26th.
But that just means you guys are getting the most fresh content from us.
The funniest thing is it's supposed to come out today. For the patrons.
Yeah, for the patrons. But as you guys know, we have given up on the patrons, but we still love it. And if you want to support us any further, go to patreon.com, sign up. We can't promise you anything except for love.
And I can't even promise you that, to be honest.
No, I will love you every week.
No, yeah, but we're back 2 weeks in a row. Let's make it three, though.
Yeah, we can make it three.
Make it three for sure.
Yeah. It's easy. I'm off like Monday and Tuesday next week.
All right. Then
we'll it's my birthday next week.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a podcast during your birthday.
We could do Power Hour, dude. I'm off.
Like, we could do it the day that I'm coming over.
Oh, but then a bunch of other people will probably be here.
Fuck it.
I don't know about that. The sound doesn't sound like we're not going to get everyone to be quiet.
We'll see what we can do.
How are you, Nathan?
I'm good, man. You know, it's a beautiful day here in Riverside, California.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave our whole address away. no, but it's I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, it's chill. It's cool. We went to go get coffee before this, so I have my cold brew. And Nathan like knocked it down on the way out of the car.
No, I knocked my coffee down.
Yeah, not mine.
Yeah, I got out of the car and I set it on the roof because I had to pick up the other groceries that we had. When I went to go grab it off his roof, dropped it all over my Converse.
He's a fucking idiot sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. I brought you a present. I told you that I brought you a present.
Yeah.
And I told you I was going to start the show with this present.
Yeah.
I want you to put your hand out here.
Okay.
Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
When I put it in your hand, you're going to put your other hand on top of it, and you're going to give it some squeezes and mess with it, okay?
Okay.
And you can be like, you don't have to be super gentle with this. Nothing's going to break.
Okay.
So put your hand out and keep, no, towards me. Okay, that works. All right. I want you to just play with it until you know what it is. Do not open your eyes until you know what it is.
Huh.
Close your eyes tighter.
They're fucking closed, dude. I can't see shit.
Do you know what it is?
No. Fun Dip?
No.
It's powdery.
Yeah, go harder on it.
I opened my eyes. Oh my god, dude, that would have been dangerous. No.
Give it to me.
No, so it's a fart bomb.
Why didn't it go off? That just ruined my old joke.
No, dude. You can't let this off in here.
Why?
Because it's going to stink.
Wait, I'm not going to set it off. I just want to see what it says.
Oh, my God. Gently squeeze to break the inner water bag and then toss the bag aside. The package will inflate, then burst.
Did we not gently squeeze it?
I'm so nervous for that. So at any point of this podcast, we can have a fart bomb going off.
I hope it goes off so bad.
It's not on my
When's
fingers.
The last time you smelled a fart bomb?
I don't think I've ever. Maybe like middle school?
So you don't know what it smells like?
No. No, Nathan, please, I can't. Blogs, can you veto this? No! No, no, Nathan! Nathan, no! I'm so nervous. I am so fucking nervous.
It's not loud.
No, I don't care if it's loud or the stink.
Did it pop?
I don't know.
Grab it.
No.
Oh! Oh!
Yo,
I can't smell it.
You can't?
No. Pick it up.
Dude, it looks like fucking jizz on my ground.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yo, we cannot do the podcast like this.
It'll go away.
Oh, dude, this is so stinky.
Yo, it'll go away. We're good.
Yo, it's so bad. I need an intermission. Yo.
Yo, I'm gonna throw up right now. It smells like shit.
Dude, I can't. I don't
I'm gonna open the door. Continue. I'm gonna open the door.
Open the window.
Oh.
Dude, Yo, what the fuck kind of idea is that? That's the worst. No. Oh, dude.
Yo, fart bombs are gross. Anyway,
fuck, dude. Okay. Yo, that doesn't go away.
Yo, TikTok's gonna love this one. That's good. I've smelled things out of your body that smell like this.
No, dude, they don't smell like this. Dude, that smells so fucking bad. Dude, I can't get over it. It's right next to me.
My stomach hurts so bad from laughing.
All right, well.
Yo, it scared the shit out of me.
It scared me too.
It'll go away. It's going away already.
All right, so.
Oh, it's so bad.
Just wanted to show you some fucking TikToks off the top.
Let's see them.
I said this.
Is going through the bag?
I sent this to you. Dude, it smells so fucking smells bad here. All right, I sent this to you. Yeah, I hate you for that. I don't think I'm your friend anymore. I sent this to you, but dude, I wanted to like go
shit.
Over it.
It smells like shit in here.
This beautiful video.
Oh my God, dude. This video is fucking amazing. So if you're not watching this on YouTube, which you should be, there's a man hanging out of a boat. And he's trying to pick up a shark. And it doesn't look like a huge shark.
It's like a baby little
shark.
It's
like 4 feet maybe. And he's trying to pick it up. And it snatches it onto his finger. And twists like 6 times. And just rips his pinky off.
Yo. The best part is that homie just goes, oh man, I lost my pinky.
He goes, fuck, I lost my pinky. Like, he dropped his phone.
Yeah, like if it was nothing.
That shit is gangster. You also see it go from like no blood to all the blood in like
in the
a
world.
Second. Yo, yeah. If I lost my finger,
I'd be screaming.
Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah.
I'd be a little baby.
Even if it's my pinky. I hate my pinkies.
I don't know why you hate your pinkies.
They're fucked up. But it, like they're the most useless finger. But like if I got it ripped off by a shark, I would be devastated.
I'd be crying.
Also, though, would never be in that situation.
No, not going to manhandle a shark.
Even if it's a small one. Even if it's a baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
That's not how it goes.
Mama shark, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Whatever. Not picking it up.
Not touching it.
Not even. I won't even be in a boat. That's the thing. Mm-mm. I had a dream that I went on a cruise. Mm-hmm. We sank.
And the baby shark would probably
eat the baby shark would eat me in the water.
Yo,
water death.
Yeah. So I don't know how that man just like casually talked about
his finger.
Yeah,
that's so weird. But it's also just like, don't put yourself in stupid positions.
Yeah.
Do not play with animals that will kill you.
Exactly.
I watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Nah, we talked about different movies right there. I was going to say Nope.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Nope, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Cheap plug. But no, I watched the first Planet of the Apes last night with my dad. That movie is crazy, and it made me second guess my ability to fight animals.
Good, because I think you need to figure out that you can't beat up animals.
Dude, it was scary. They were like throwing cars.
Do you know Howie Mandel?
Yeah, the bald guy. He's weird as hell.
So, I'm a little late on this, but did you see what he posted on TikTok?
He's posted a couple different things. Are you talking about the prolapsed butthole?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? How did it not get like?
Did you watch the video?
I saw it. So, I don't remember if I saw it when it first came out or if I saw someone repost it or something.
Here you go.
It was fucked.
Here you go. We have to go on Twitter to find it.
Yeah, because it's not on there.
Oh, I have to log in. I don't have a fucking Twitter.
I don't have a Twitter either.
Oh, maybe I do. Oh, I do.
Oh, you do. Sign in as Jonas. Do we have a Twitter? Oh, we do
have
a Twitter.
Yeah, we do have a Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. I don't know what to continue as Jonas.
All right, whatever. So he posted a video of a full-on prolapse asshole
on TikTok,
and he said, I think quote by quote, my friend bent over and this happened. Is this COVID related? How do we fix this? And then that it got taken down.
Yeah,
like after like 7 hours.
That's way too long,
but 7 hours. And then homie precedes it with this beauty.
He's so weird. I saw this one too.
I did this without wearing protection, and my wife is now upset with me. That's why I bought a helmet.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
No, I get it, but like I don't like
this
what's
man.
Going on?
This man used to be Mr. Deal or No Deal.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the dude in charge for Deal or No Deal.
He was. Now he's on.
Now he's on America's Got Talent. And he has a podcast on YouTube.
Does he?
Yeah.
Dude, he's, you know that he's super like germaphobe, like
PC as fuck,
too. Crazy PC.
Yeah, but Omar talking about doing anal on his wife without her permission.
Jesus. That's so weird, dude. Also, like, there's just certain... I saw a TikTok earlier. This guy posted, like, a screenshot of his home screen. And it had, like, a text message. And it was a full dick pic. Like, no. In the bottom corner. And, like, you could zoom in and see it. It just stayed up.
TikTok sometimes doesn't do what it needs to do. But us, we say fucking cock one time.
We say dick. We said the G word.
What's the G word?
The G word.
No. That was on live.
But oh yeah!
Just on our post, on our post, we say dick and we get fucking
banned.
We get our post taken down.
We got banned from live for like 2 days because I said gay. Because
you called my dog gay.
I called your dog gay.
Yeah, which I also agree. You shouldn't be calling things gay.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you.
Yeah,
that fart is lingering,
dude. It's here. Yeah, like it's every fucking breath I take, it's here.
Breath I take.
I don't fucking understand why he made you think that was a good idea.
I knew it would be good for content.
Yeah,
I'm a content creator.
Fuck you.
Think about it.
Have you ever like thought, hey, what's the difference between Hitler and Taylor Swift? Has that ever like gone through your mind?
If I'm being 100% honest, no. But I have had the thought of what's the difference between Epstein and Jonas.
I know
I the can't
difference.
Find
There's a lot of difference.
Besides him not being alive, I couldn't really pinpoint another one.
So now I'm gonna show you some quotes.
He's right over it, huh?
Yeah, I'm not even gonna let you talk about
that. Wow, this is an Atlantic article.
Yeah. It says, who said it? Adolf Hitler or Taylor Swift?
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you some quotes and you have to guess. Was it Taylor Swift who said that quote or Hitler?
All right.
All right. See,
have you done this already?
No, I haven't done
them. So you don't know the answers either?
No.
All right. Let's find out.
First one. Do not compare yourself to others. If you do so, you are insulting yourself.
So the only reason I'm going to say this answer is because of the way that it's said.
Written?
Yeah.
Like it sounds old school?
Like Hitler, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like it gives Hitler me Hitler vibes.
It gives me Hitler vibes for sure.
Yeah, that was Hitler. Okay. Do not compare yourself to others. Hate is more lasting than dislike.
That's definitely Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler definitely said that. But do you think he was talking about himself? Because everyone hates Hitler.
I don't know.
Not everyone hates Hitler. Have you seen that House of Representative?
Yes. We're not going to talk about that one. But yes.
I know my flaws before other people point them out to me.
That's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that sounds
like
Taylor Swift.
That's for sure Taylor Swift.
All right.
Come on.
We're doing good.
Yeah, I know my Taylor Swift Hitler content.
I'm an overachiever, and I want to be known for good things in my life.
Ooh.
I feel like that's Hitler.
I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
All right, we'll go Taylor. We'll go Taylor. Oh, yo, Nathan.
Come on, baby. I'm 4 for 4.
I'm intimidated by the fear of being average. Yo, that's Taylor.
Ooh, yeah.
Taylor.
Oh, that's tough. We'll say Taylor.
Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Great,
5 for 5.
Great liars are also great magicians.
Hitler.
I think it's Taylor.
Nah, that's a Hitler quote.
All right. Dude.
Dude, I'm fucking amazing.
How do you know this? All you need to do to be my friend is like me.
That's
Taylor
Swift. Taylor
Swift.
Hitler doesn't want friends. Come on, baby. This is easy.
This is easy.
I'm too good at this.
Long live the walls we've crashed through. That's Hitler.
Ooh, that sounds like a lyric, though. Yeah, Hitler.
Hitler? Wrong.
No!
That one's Taylor Swift.
That sucks.
Words build bridges into unexplored regions.
That's Hitler.
Hitler?
That's for sure Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use emotion for the many and reserve reason for the few.
First of all, what the fuck does that mean? Second of all, that's a Hitler quote.
Dude! You killed it. We got one wrong.
9 out of 10.
So I think here on this podcast today, we can safely say there is a big difference between Taylor Swift and Hitler.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of them have pretty shitty quotes, though.
Dude, I like ran by this article. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
the
how
fuck?
Did you come across this?
I just like was browsing the internet and it just showed up.
You don't
up.
Come across this kind of stuff.
I do.
Do they have any more?
I don't know.
I'm curious. But yeah, that's hilarious. Did you ever hear that like Hitler used to just have full rock hard boners when he was giving speeches?
Hitler?
Look it up.
I don't want to look up Hitler boner.
Hitler boner
during
speeches.
Speeches.
I swear he used to be like so amped up on his speeches.
All right, let's talk about Hitler's penis.
Did Hitler really have
a micro penis?
Whoa.
Hitler had a small penis, reports fine. Adolf Hitler had a truly disgusting sexual fetish. There's a lot of
I'm not talking
penis.
About any of those. I just want to see if he had a boner.
I think this is we would have to do research on this to summarize. We can't do that on the pod.
That guy looks so bad. And if he had a small penis, I get it now.
His mustache gives me small penis vibes.
I hate the way you say that word.
And mustache?
Mustache.
Mustache.
You say mu?
It's M-O-U, mus.
Moustache.
No, because that would be M-O-O-S.
No, how do you spell moose?
M-O-O-S-E.
Well, you're right. Mouse.
M-O-U-S-E.
So, moustache.
Moustache.
We're idiots.
Yo, I kind of want to give out a little PSA announcement real quick.
PSA announcement. You want to give a public service announcement?
Yeah, exactly.
Double down.
I want to let everyone know that if you are taking a shit in public, always, always, always make sure there's fucking toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
It has been two times now. Twice. Two. Not just one. Twice at my gym where I had to fucking waddle with my fucking pants around my ankles to another stall because there was not toilet paper in the stall I was shitting at.
At that point, I would just go home.
With a shitty asshole? No, dude, I need to finish my workout. So I go, I fucking put my fucking pants around like my knees. I sit there, wait till people walk out. Like I listen. And then I just waddle to the one next to me.
Could you imagine if someone walks in and sees you waddling? They see you from the back, shitty ass crack, just pants around your ankles, hairiest asshole ever. They would just be exposed to that.
Yeah, it's a gym.
I would quit the gym.
It's a locker room. Dude, you know how many fucking old men penises I'm seeing in that locker room?
There's a big difference between seeing an old man changing or showering and seeing a young 27-year-old man's shitty covered asshole.
I'm 25.
You're going to be 27. That doesn't make sense.
It's okay. Like, people can see it. But the whole thing is I'm fucking there wondering what the fuck to do after I have diarrhea because I never have a good shit at the gym.
You never have a good shit in public.
No, never.
Because if I need to take a shit, if I'm in public and I need to poop and it's like a regular poop, like I'm cool. I can wait till I get home. If I'm in public and I need to shit in public, that means it's an emergency.
Exactly.
That means that it's coming out now, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
And that actually happened to me recently. I was at a customer's house and I was like, as soon as I had gotten there, I was like, oh, I got a little grumbling. I think I need to take a shit. I was like, I'll mount up this TV real quick and then I'll get the fuck out of here. And I went to my van. I got her TV. I brought it in the house and I was like, no, I need to go now.
Oh.
So I was like, I made up an excuse. I was like, I need to go back to the store because I forgot a tool there. I'll be back. Drove down the street to Farmer Boys. Busted in Farmer Boys. Someone's in the bathroom, door locked. And at this point, like, I'm crying. Like, I'm audibly going about to shit my pants. And then luckily they came out and I set it off. Have you ever had to shit so bad you don't even have time to put down one of the papers?
I never put down those papers. What's going to touch my butt? What's going to touch my butt?
You don't know who's shit there? What if someone had nasty, bloody hemorrhoid ass?
Then I would see the bloody blood on the toilet
You can
seat.
Wipe the blood off. You can't wipe the germs.
Dude, I'm not. You can't. I don't have the patience for that.
All right, if I'm being 100% honest, I really don't do it that often.
Yeah, I'd never put that toilet. And also, you put that toilet shit on.
And then you're just sliding around.
And then, yeah, you sit down. Half of it comes off. So what's the point?
Have you seen those toilets that are definitely in Asian companies? I mean, Asian countries. Where, like, after you take a shit, it, like, rotates and it just puts a new one on there by itself automatically.
No, that's amazing.
I'll find a clip of it later, but it's, like, there's already one on there. It's, like, sealed tight to the toilet seat. And then after you flush, the toilet seat rotates and goes in. A new one comes out, and then the one that's in there gets, like, swapped out.
You don't need so much for a fucking shitter.
Yo, I was in a customer's house the other day who had an electric, like, smart toilet. And anytime I walked past the door where the toilet was in, toilet seat would open and it would mist water into it.
You don't need that.
At all.
Yo, I just need a toilet. High as fuck.
They're rich as fuck. It doesn't matter. I just need a toilet that, like, I can sit down and take a shit. And it won't break. Mm. Yo, you know what the worst is? When your toilet seat is loose. Mm. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
And it, like, shifts back and forth. I'm like, oh, shit.
Dude, I feel like a big fat boy on that.
Yo, it's the worst. Or taking a shit when you're soaking wet. Like, if you're in the shower and you get out, you have to take a shit. Or you're, like, swimming.
That's why I just do it in the shower, and then you just stomp it down. Have you ever used Tinder?
No.
Never?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I've used it as, like, a joke. Like, I've gone on my friend's account and just, like, messed with it. But I've never had a Tinder account.
Same. I've never, like, full on just, like, I've never tried to meet women online. That seems like so much fucking work.
Yeah. My sister married her fiance on Tinder.
Really?
Yeah, and he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. I like him.
Even though he's 5'3".
Yeah, see, that's what you find on Tinder, 5'3" guys. So I wanted to read you the best Tinder bios I've ever
heard. Oh, that's why you were looking at that earlier.
Yeah.
I walked in and Jonas has his new monitor.
Mm-hmm. My 50-inch monitor.
50-inch horizontally.
Yeah, it's ultra wide screen.
It's an ultra wide screen. It's the most ridiculous monitor I've ever seen.
It's beautiful.
And right dead center in the middle, this big, is a screenshot of a Tinder account. And that was it.
Yeah.
The whole rest of the screen was blank.
Yeah.
So that's what you were looking at.
Yeah. So okay. I want to read you some of these Tinder bios. And I want you to tell me, we'll play the he's a 10, but this is his Tinder bio.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, is this guys?
I think mostly guys, because I think it's mostly guys who put Tinder bios like this. So he's a 10, but this is his Tinder bio.
All right.
I
want you to read this.
Ambitious and goal driven. Identify as super, super straight. Definition of super, super straight. A biological man who is strictly attracted to straight biological women.
Fair.
Hurry up and give me your number before I don't want it no more. Don't be dry. Wow. Yeah, you pretty. But what's your mind like? What are your values? Are you kind? Humble? Peaceful? Do you like kids? What do you bring to the table? LOL.
Trigger warning.
If you can't hold a conversation, I'm not interested. Women have zero game. Prove me.
I think it's supposed to say prove me wrong.
Yeah. So, he's a 10, but zero. This is his bio. Zero. He's a 0?
Zero.
Dude, the amount
hurry
of
hurry up and give me your number before I don't want it no more.
The amount of ego.
This guy's name is like Zach.
No, not Zach. It's like Leroy.
Kyle.
Dude, homie probably.
Leroy? Yeah, that's got, terrible, dude.
Like, he's.
First of all, the main issue is how long his bio is.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Ambitious and goal-driven.
Is this a resume?
Yeah.
This tells me nothing about you except that you're a homophobe.
Yeah, for sure.
Literally.
And then he just made up a sexual orientation.
This is a man who listens to Andrew Tate on the regular.
I was about to say that. I was about to say Andrew Tate vibe. Yo, Andrew Tate's one of the biggest idiots
dude,
ever.
Dude, fucking.
We'll talk about that another episode. Yeah. Yeah, that's bad. That's terrible.
All right.
That's awful.
He's a 10. I live in Boston. I am in Mensa IQ Society. I don't want ruins of desensitization to naked body, aka marriage. I don't wish claustrophobia on anyone. Looking for a sexually charged and teaser for a special smart person. MIT Harvard Medical. Someone with a confidence and not only into farts and semen juice without a rucksack. Desensitization is in marriage is a repelling force. I'm a crying angel emoji. Crying angel.
Sagittarius, pet-free smoker.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I don't understand this at all.
I don't know what he said.
I don't wish claustrophobia on anyone.
And then this whole farts and semen juice part threw me off.
Someone with a confidence and not only into farts, because it's in all capital letters, and semen juice without a rucksack.
What the fuck's a rucksack?
I was about to ask you that.
So, out of 10.
Negative 10. Especially because he's pet free.
My worst part also is, what the fuck's a Mensa IQ Society?
What is a crying angel?
All right, next one.
Oh. Wait, is that real?
Yeah, so that's his picture, right? Okay. It's like a dude wrestling. Alex, 24.
Oh, that's what it is.
If you're interested in mixed wrestling, you've come to the right place. My name is Alex. I'm 23 years old, and I live in South Florida, I think.
Yeah,
or Southwest Florida. Just trying to find people who are interested to put me in wrestling holds or vice versa.
What?
I give him a 6.
Yeah, it's not bad. He knows what he wants. He's straight to the point.
He's up front with it. He tells you, hey.
Has to be people that are into that.
Yeah. So he's just looking for the people to,
I respect
to be
that.
With him.
I respect that. I don't like that he's from Florida. That scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because maybe he's trying to trap them and kill them.
With alligators.
With Florida. But he's straight to the point. I respect it.
I like it.
Alex, did you screenshot that on your phone?
No.
I was going to say, why is your phone in military time?
Alex, you got to swipe right.
Yeah, that's not bad. I would swipe right on Alex.
All
right,
Hunter.
Oh, my God.
So
Hold on. He's verified.
Yeah.
He's verified on Tinder, which I didn't know you could do. And he's in a furry suit of a bright green dog.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So Hunter, 22, starts it off with a big green dog. Green heart emoji.
Straight to the point.
Special operations and geopolitical espionage expert.
Imagine. What?
Homie's doing politics in a green furry suit.
Yo, you can't be a furry and have a job.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
You can't be a furry and say that you're in special operations and geopolitical espionage.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't be verified on Tinder and have a politics job.
And then he says, I give great hugs. Bark!
Yo, furries scare me.
Swipe right or left?
Left, 100. I'm blocking him. I'm reporting him to the government.
I just love that he has like a little bag of candy or like a little bowl of candy. He's like,
that's even scarier.
Dogs can't eat chocolate.
Nah, and you're there's Whoppers in there, I think. My sister killed one of my dogs with Whoppers. She didn't, but I like to tell her she did.
Hey.
Because I'm evil.
That was the last one.
Furries are like...
Furries? Dude. Hey...
To each their own, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not one to king chain.
But don't publicly furry.
My thing is, like, you're spending $4,000 on these furry suits. Yo, furry suits are not cheap.
They're not at all.
Yo, like...
Be careful, because your search history is going to be all fucked up.
It's okay. I already have the government on me.
Furry suits.
Let's go on Amazon.
All right. Amazon typically has good...
That's the Wow.
Grinch. That is the Grinch. Yo, that suit is $589.
Look at this one, $400.
Yo.
I kind of like this one. I like this rat costume.
No, I like that pink one, actually.
This pink one's cute.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, she can get it. I don't know. Something's happening inside me.
Are we becoming furries?
Woof, woof.
Yo, that rat one is comedy.
I like the rat one. That's my furry suit.
Furry sewer rat with long tail.
So I could just imagine orgies where everyone's dressed like a furry.
And let me just... I'm making a complete, like, generalization. At those parties, stinks.
Oh, dude, the sweat inside those suits.
I saw what you just did.
No, just kidding.
No, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
But, yeah, in those.
Yeah, they must
be horrible. Because
if I wore one of those for 5 minutes, I'm going to be soaked.
Oh, my God.
And then if you ask me to have sex after that, there's no way.
And there's, like, the ones where, like, your dick comes out of, like, a flap. So you're wearing the suit the whole time.
Yo, I would be...
Drenched.
I would be drowning.
I'm naked and I'm drenched.
I would be drowning in my suit.
Yeah, dude. They'd like, have to literally resuscitate me.
Yeah, they would... What?
Resuscitate me. Resuscitate.
That's not how you say that.
Resuscitate.
Resuscitate.
No, resuscitate.
You know how it's spelled?
Resuscitate.
No, it's not.
Dude, it's not resuscitate. I'm not a fucking middle schooler going to recess. Resuscitation. Resuscitate.
Wow.
Resuscitation.
You learn something new every day?
Yeah, you fucking idiot. All right, let's do cameras and then we're going to come and we're going to do the tortilla challenge. All right, so we have 10 minutes left on our show and we're going to do something fun. We're going to do the tortilla challenge. So pretty much it's this new trend on TikTok. Well, not super new. It's kind of old. But me and Nathan are both going to have water in our mouth. And then we're going to rock, paper, scissors. Whoever loses gets smacked in the face with a tortilla. Mm-hmm. And you have to hold the water in your mouth the whole time.
If you spit water on me, I'm going to be so upset.
It's part of the game.
I didn't know. I wore a nice shirt.
It's a white shirt.
Yeah, you spit water on this white shirt. It's not going to be nice.
What do you mean? It's just water. It's like about...
From your mouth? Coke. I don't know what's going on.
It's got dark coffee.
Exactly.
All right, let's set up first.
So if you're watching this... I mean, if you're not watching this on YouTube, it's pretty much the end of the podcast here.
Yeah, you could stop watching it unless you just want to hear us giggle. You stop listening to it.
You're just going to hear us laugh and smack each other. It's going to sound very sexual.
But if you go to YouTube and Patreon... you will be able to watch it and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to see Nathan get smacked in the face with a tortilla.
Thanks, guys. Right. Yeah. Mwah.
Okay, so we're going to drink water?
No, we have to play rock, paper, scissors first.
No, we just have the water in our mouths at all times.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it cold?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't fucking breathe.
Yo, I just choked. That's it.
No, I'm aware.
Oh, there's water all over my
head. Pass me the water, get another tortilla. Oh, God, dude, I couldn't breathe.
It was bad. Yo, I can't. Oh, hold on.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, I'm gonna set another fart bomb off.
Watching everyone.
Love you guys. Thanks for watching.